Finally seeing some pattern changes in our weather update. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Weekend Weather Outlook. We've been so warm and so dry for so long, we actually have gotten a little bit accustomed to weather that's not quite right for this time of year. This weekend's going to try and serve as a wake-up call that we do still live in Indiana, not the Gulf Coast areas or someplace significantly warmer. The cold air moving out of Canada this weekend is going to create a little precipitation first and then definitely a chilly start to next week. Let's kind of talk it through here. As we move through the near term, your Saturday seeing clouds increase, especially midday and afternoon, and that's going to lead to, I think, a little bit of moisture late afternoon, evening, and overnight in northern tier counties of Indiana. This is more a story in southern lower Michigan and northwest Ohio, but I do think we see a little bit here from US 24 northward. Rain totals can be anywhere from a few hundreds to a tenth or two, all the way up to, if we can get a thunderstorm to fire off, it could be half to three quarters of an inch. So just really depends on where you're at, but this is mostly northern parts of the state. And this is a precursor as cold air continues to move across the upper Midwest and Great Lakes overnight tonight into tomorrow. That's a precursor to moisture that may try and get back into Indiana for tomorrow midday afternoon. Most of tomorrow's moisture, at least the big stuff, is going to be situated a little bit farther north in Michigan. The cold air dives down in to start next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we are looking at a nice chill in the air. Frost and freeze conditions easily in here in the overnight early morning time frame. So what we're talking is tomorrow night into Monday morning, Monday night, Tuesday morning, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. That's where we are. Our frosts and freezes will be at. We see strong north winds, especially Monday into early Tuesday, coming down the fetch of Lake Michigan. So that's going to create lake effect cloud cover and probably some spits and sprinkles. Most of the state, though, is going to be precipitation free, just chilly, which means harvest should be able to roll on. Maybe not in the same kind of scenario or conditions that we have seen the past few weeks, but harvest is still possible. Then once we get through Wednesday late afternoon, evening, we're going to start to see south flow come on the backside of Canadian high pressure. That warms us for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think we're back to above normal temperatures. Very good drying. Harvest continues to roll on very easily. Strong frontal boundary trying to come through the Great Plains late next week into the weekend. But as it moves toward the Mississippi River Valley, it dies out. I still think we have a chance for some rain probably next Sunday, the 20th, but it's going to be very, very light. A few hundreds to a few tenths, that is all. Coverage may be only 60%. So while we have some moisture in the forecast here over the next 10 days, it's very spotty, and I'd say southern Indiana has the best chance of missing out on it completely of anyone. I'm Ryan Martin.
When it comes to buying seed, you can have your cake and eat it too when you order from Seed Genetics Direct. Finance your 2025 seed order through SGD Financing and receive a 2% discount off your purchase. Plus, pay 0% interest through January 2026. 2% off the top plus 0% financing from the fastest growing independent seed company in the Eastern Corn Belt? Now that's a slice of cake no grower can turn down. Seed Genetics Direct. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics.